Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, South Florida, and welcome. This is Michelle Rosenthal, and you are listening to Your Life After Trauma, because no matter how hard you try, you cannot go back to who you were before the world intruded. And I know that you know that's true. And those of us who have survived something, and those of us who are friends or family members of people who have survived, you know you've felt the change, and I know you've witnessed the change. So everything about every show for Your Life After Trauma is about how to live a life after trauma full of meaning, purpose, and peace. Tonight's topic is forgiveness, a very sticky subject. Facebook fan page for Heal My PTSD has been blowing up all week with everybody's opinion on forgiveness. So I'm asking you, Seaview listeners, forgiveness, to forgive or not to forgive, whether you're a survivor or you're not, at some point in your life, you have had to answer that question. And I'm asking you, do you or don't you forgive? You can call us with your opinion at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960. And I'm going to just throw out this little quote by Alexa Young and ask you, does this work or doesn't it work for you? Forgiveness is the release of all hope for a better past. I don't know if that does it for me. I'm not completely sure that answers the forgiveness question. I was talking a couple of weeks ago about Elizabeth Smart. All of you are familiar with her whole ordeal. She was abducted, and now just recently, she has come out and spoken very, very eloquently after her abductors were sentenced. And my news producer, Eileen, handed me this page out of People magazine. Elizabeth did an interview, and she said of her abductor, "I have forgiven him, but that doesn't mean I have to invite him up to my house or send little support letters. I'm at peace with what's happened." So, okay, Seaview, and all of you who are listening on Seaview.com, streaming online, here we go. Let's hash it out. For tonight, I have in the studio with me the host of Seaview Radio's own Circle of Trust, Mr. Leo Abdella, who has been described as the ambassador of compassion. So he is definitely the person to talk about forgiveness. For his leadership in aid to disaster victims and those enduring in long-term hardship and around the globe, Leo has really brought to not only our local community, but in a million different ways around the world, his value of compassion. And he is, in every moment, I know him personally, striving to give back and help the world. So, Leo, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Michelle, thank you for having me on the show. This is an exciting opportunity because I know when we launched your show about a month ago, we talked about what would be a great topic that we talk about on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard your first two shows, I was convinced that forgiveness is necessary to talk about. I'm not saying that it is going to make everybody happy, but I'm going to say it's a necessary conversation. So I'm happy, and I thank you for having such an open mind and an open heart to invite me on to talk about it.
I have to tell you, going in, I'm leveling with you, I'm on the fence.
I understand that.
And I ask you to come on so that you could tell me the benefits of forgiveness and mm-hmm. how people can work to forgive. Because I'm going to share with you before we dive in. I ask on the Facebook fan page on Heal My PTSD, I said, forgiveness is tricky. Are you for or against it? And Michael wrote in, well, I don't think the person deserves forgiveness that did this to me. Angie said, I'm for forgiveness. Trusting is the hard part. Nico wrote, forgiveness does not mean forgetting, and it is only for me. And Naya added that it's not a straight yes or no for me, because though I'm all for it, I'm having problems executing it. So help us out here. Give us a pass.
I would say that every one of those comments is an accurate statement, and it's a fair emotion, because when one has been offended, mm-hmm. they have been hurt. Trust has been broken. And when it comes to getting past the hurt and to reestablish trust, that is not something that happens as a single event by saying, I forgive you. Mm-hmm. It is not a simple thing. You know, today when we were shooting around Facebook statements, and this is a quote that I love, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. So when one starts to feel that the person who has truly been freed by giving forgiveness is really you.
I love that idea. I loved when you posted it today.
That's the way you have to start from someplace, and it's a hard thing to get one's heart around and mind around when somebody's been offended. And let me give you a person that I would say is going to deal with this the hardest, an Elizabeth Smart.
Mm-hmm.
I get chills when I think about what that young lady went through, that child went through.
Mm-hmm.
It is just crushes us to the core of our being, what that lady went through. And she arrived at, I will forgive him. I do not have to be his friend, but by forgiving him, I started my recovery. She gave him. It was hers to give. He took from her her innocence. He took from her everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a girl who had something over him called forgiveness.
I love that, because so often after trauma, during trauma, we feel helpless and
mm-hmm.
powerless. And what you're saying is that in the beginning of recovery and all the way through, no matter at what point you put in forgiveness, and I think all of recovery is about gaining back that sense of being powerful, being
mm-hmm.
in control.
Yes.
And so you're actually saying the opposite of what so many people usually feel, like if I forgive, I'm being weak. You're
no.
saying being forgiving is acting from a place of strength.
Forgiveness changes us from being a prisoner of our past to people who are at peace with our memories. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we can be at peace with the memories of what happened. It frees us to move forward with our lives. Every person has a need for forgiveness and a need to forgive. There's two sides of this conversation.
Right.
I hope we have time to get into the other half of that. We have all been wronged by another person, and we've all been hurt by someone. Likewise, most of us have recognized that there are mistakes that we've made, and we need to forgive ourselves and to seek forgiveness, because the price of forgiveness is atonement, and atonement means to pay for. It's like our sin. We have to pay for that sin. So if I have offended you, there is never going to be peace on both parties, even if we never invite each other over to our home, but there will never be peace if I don't attempt to atone for the sin in the forgiveness. Atone for the sin and for the offense that I've made to you.
Mm-hmm.
I need to come to you and ask for your forgiveness.
Right. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Life After Trauma. I'm Michelle Rosenthal, and Leo Abdella is helping us understand how to forgive.
It's a beautiful thing. It really is. As much as it can be controversial, as much as it is something that I'm not sure if I want to forgive,
mm-hmm.
I get a certain satisfaction in not forgiving.
Right.
Is exactly. that not true?
Yeah, I take back some of my power by not forgiving, by hurting you the way
yes.
you've hurt me.
Now, there's a scenario that you could look at that says, okay, if I don't even know that I hurt you, and all of a sudden you're angry at me, you think that you're punishing me because you're not giving me forgiveness, but I don't even know I hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's being hurt here? You.
I am.
You are. You're being held prisoner into that emotional position of being offended, and it was never even known by me who might have been the offender.
All right, let's hold that thought, because
yes.
a lot of offenders do know
yes.
that they've been offensive. So let's pick up there, but first I want to go to the phones. Kathy, you are live on Your Life After Trauma. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to, you were saying how it's easy to forgive, like you should with a mistake, but I think there's certain levels of mistakes. There's a small mistake that's easy to forgive, but then there's major mistakes that actually destroy someone's life. So, I mean, what type of steps can you, I mean, I'm talking small steps for all the people, you know, that have had, you know, stuff happen. I think it would be easy to just give some small steps for a major mistake that someone did to someone, in, you know what I'm saying, in order to forgive.
I absolutely agree. And that is, Kathy, you're right on, because that's exactly where I was just going to hold Leo up to the wall and say, how do we forgive someone who has done something so horrific and they know it?
Yeah.
What are the steps mm-hmm. to forgive?
Well, there's a number of steps, but forgiving the perpetrator, if you look at it that way, somebody who has really offended you with a serious thing, it's not selling out as a survivor. You're not releasing something that all of a sudden now you're going to be less powerful with at all. But there's another way to look at it. Forgiveness is a choice that we make that is independent of our feelings. Separate the two for a second.
That's a big thing.
Separate the two, mm-hmm. the forgiveness and the feelings. As human beings, we're designed to want justice. When you experience hurt or harm from someone's actions or their words or whether they intend it or not, you may begin to experience negative feelings such as anger, confusion, sadness, betrayal, especially when that someone is close to you. These feelings may start out small, but if you don't deal with them quickly, they will grow and become more powerful. They will even begin to crowd out your positive feelings, crowd out your recovery feelings. Refusing to forgive and dwelling on painful memories of our past will make us miserable. It holds you trapped in your past, the past moment, and it holds you into that feeling.
But, I mean, that's totally understandable, but mm-hmm. what I'm saying is, you can say that to, mm-hmm. you know, whoever's talking about trauma, mm-hmm. but I think what needs to be done or said is steps, like simple steps, because all that talk is great, mm-hmm. but when you're in the middle of it,
yes.
I think someone needs, and a lot of people probably out there, need at least like one little step,
okay.
just to take that forgiveness, like one step at a time. You know, and
okay.
I think that's good that you need to separate your feelings. I never thought of it that way.
And mm-hmm. that is a good step. That may be the first step.
That,
if
that
you're
is.
Just joining us, you're listening to CBU Radio, Your Life After Trauma. We're talking about forgiveness with Leo Abdella, and it is Kathy, correct?
Yeah.
And Kathy.
Okay. If we said it this way as a first step, you believe that forgiveness is your choice and does not depend on how you feel about something,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you start with that,
mm-hmm.
that person who offended you horrifically, it is your choice to forgive or not forgive. Now, we haven't even addressed the issue of whether they've asked for forgiveness, but let's say that they haven't.
So
yeah. if you then arrive at, okay, it's my choice to forgive that individual, just like Elizabeth Smart did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She forgave that person. She chose to because she knew in her heart she can never get successfully down a road of recovery until she was able to put it past her. And then you know you can do something about your recovery. So if that's a step, that's a first step. If I can, I'll give another step. It's not an excuse, but I say this. You will make an effort to understand and accept other people. You'll accept that person as to what they were, who they were, what drove them to do what they did. I'm not saying it justifies, mm-hmm. but it is putting that person into a very clear picture. Eliminate the hate for a minute and just put the reality into what that person was. If it was let's say it was a sexual offense. Let's say it was a rape. And if the person who did that was a person who was even close to you, and if that person had a severe addiction to alcohol, they didn't even know which town they were in, never mind what they were doing. If you start to put those things into perspective and say, they did not intentionally wake up in the morning to come offend me, but they did because of these circumstances, it's starting to put, again, a separation of the hate from the realities. You have to deal with realities in order to take the steps to get moving on. And then as a third, you need to understand that there is no future in the past. In forgiving, in holding that, there's just no future in that. You need to move forward in your life, and the only way you can move forward is to arrive at a place where you can start to get yourself healthy, and you get healthy when you start to deal with the realities of it. And then nothing that I say or nothing that I feel or nothing that I want to convey to anybody tonight is to excuse the person.
That's huge.
There is no excuse if you were offended with a horrific crime. If your purity as a child was stolen, I do not excuse the person. I can hate the crime, but I don't have to hate the individual, the soul of the individual, because there are many factors that were driving that.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And one of the things that I found really interesting in my training, I'm trained as a coach, but also in a couple of other healing modalities. And one of the things that I learned in my training is to understand and accept that someone is just a function of their programming.
Mm-hmm.
And you, if you know your perpetrator, or you don't, you know, you just had that one encounter, or if it was, you know, you were talking on your show, Leo, about medical malpractice,
yes,
which has, you know, a lot,
mm-hmm,
to do with my history.
Mm-hmm.
These people are a function of their programming. That sort of takes it out of the personal to a small extent.
Yes.
And then you can start to distance yourself a little bit. Kathy, thank you so much for calling in. And I am feeling like you probably have a lot more to say. So I am going to invite you to email me at radio@healmyptsd.com. That goes for all of you. And, Kathy, you can also go on to the Heal My PTSD Facebook fan page and join the discussion there. And maybe next week call back and we'll pick this up right
Kathy,
now.
Kathy, let me leave one thought with you.
Yeah.
It's your choice. Make the choice to forgive. It starts the process of healing.
All
I
right.
know that's a tough one.
Kathy, you know what? Think about this week, that idea, and then call me next week and tell me what your thoughts are now that once you've had a chance to sort of let it all settle in your mind.
Okay.
How about that?
Is this every, like, once a week?
This is every Thursday at 7 o'clock on CVU Radio, Your Life After Trauma. You can join us at 877-960-9960. We'll be right back after this short break. We don't heal in isolation. We heal in community. Welcome back to Your Life After Trauma with me, Michelle Rosenthal. Okay, I admit it, CV Radio. Leo and I are having such an interesting debate that I almost miss coming back in after the break.
I've done that before.
I so totally apologize.
That's okay. We're family here, and it's a casual conversation, and we want people to feel that they can jump in and jump out, just like we can jump in and jump out. And I'm looking forward to hearing more what your questions are. I'm looking forward to hearing more from what people feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get back to that, when I come back from the first break, you already know I always have a recovery tip of the week for you. And this week, actually, I didn't plan this, but it goes so well with what we're talking about.
These are good. These are really good. When I'm driving home after my show, listening to your show,
uh-huh,
and I hear this, I go, oh, that is an awesome point. I have to come up with those things for my show.
I can help you with that.
But they're really good and they're valuable.
Thank you. Thank you, Leo. Well, the recovery tip of the week is this. Take one small action. So often after trauma and in our recovery, we think we have to do everything all at once. And I was so guilty of this. Once I discovered that there was a name for what was wrong with me and I was absolutely normal in this need that I had to recuperate and make myself whole, I wanted to do everything. I did talk therapy, I did EMDR, I did EFT, I did tapas acupressure, I went for acupuncture, I was all over the place. And that's not how healing happens. It doesn't have to be all these enormous things all at once. It can start with one small action. So ask yourself today, what's one small, comfortable, achievable thing I can do to get myself on the right path? It might be that you decide to forgive. So we're going to keep talking about that tonight on CVU Radio 106.9 FM, 95.9 FM, and 960 AM. And if you have thoughts on forgiveness, you can reach us at 877-960-9960. We're back now with my guest, Leo Abdella. Leo, when we're talking about forgiveness, or not forgiving, whichever the case may be,
mm-hmm,
There's a big reason to forgive, isn't there? Because
there
if
is.
You don't, it can stand in your way of moving forward. So tell me your thoughts on that.
I would say that it's very tempting to hold on to the feelings of anger, to hold on to the feelings of pain and the bitterness as a means of protecting yourself, as a means of saying, I can feel comfortable by disliking and hating that person. I can feel comfortable by being just bitter about that person. And I also use it as a way to perhaps punish that person who has offended us.
Mm-hmm.
But we will never be able to reach our potential and to have true hope for the future if we cannot give and move on emotionally. We have to forgive and move on emotionally. Because if we stay stuck in that rut, we're going to stay stuck in that past. Again, it does not allow our future to unfold.
It can be, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. But I still think that it's very difficult. I'll read you some other things from the Facebook fan page for Heal My PTSD. Because when I said forgiveness can have a positive impact on recovery, what benefits have you experienced? Michael wrote, I don't think I could ever forgive this person. And Carla said, ditto, or at least I'm not even close to that stage. So how do you move forward if you don't forgive? Or the flip side of that, if you're so embittered and against forgiveness, is it possible?
Well, go back to what I said there is, it is tempting to hold on to those feelings because, again, they're finding their comfort right now in their protection. That is their protection by choosing not to. So I would ask the next question is, how are they progressing in their recovery? Because if they're still stuck, they're still holding that bitterness, and they're still stuck in not recovering, how do you not ask the question, so how is that working for you?
Absolutely.
Right?
And you know, a lot of times that forgiveness can feel like you're betraying yourself. And so if you feel like you're betraying yourself, what's another way that we could look at it? We talked earlier in the show about that forgiveness is a choice, and so that's actually you taking back control. Does that answer the question of not selling yourself out, or is there more to that?
Well, forgiveness is that choice, and we have to make it independent of our feelings. Because as human beings, I've said this earlier, is we're designed to want that justice, okay? But these feelings that keep us there keep us going with negative thoughts, negative feelings. And recovery does not happen under any kind of recovery with negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative feelings.
That is so true.
I mean, you have to get into a positive mode at some point. And how do you get into a positive mode if you're not allowing yourself to get into the positive mode?
Perfect point. Leo Abdella, host of Circle of Trust on Your Life After Trauma, tonight with me, Michelle Rosenthal. And let's keep going because you're now shifting the conversation, and it is my fault because I have kept pummeling you with, how do you do that? I don't think so. It doesn't work.
Okay.
And I understand that side of the equation because I hear from so many survivors the enormous pain that they're in. But let's flip to the other side now of the forgiveness equation. You just made a brilliant point that it's very difficult to recover if you are just subsumed with negative thoughts and negative ideas. The brain looks for proof of what you tell it. So if
That's right.
Are constantly telling it, I cannot forgive, I will not forgive, I forever will hate this person and it's my right, well, your brain is going to keep telling you you're right, and the depression that you're in is right, and the anger that you have is right, and the physical way that you feel is right. So let's
You
switch
just
now.
Sold me on it. But the reality is you are right, okay? How might forgiveness pave the way for recovery?
Exactly. That's
right?
Where I'm going with this.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
Forgiveness is freeing up and putting to better use the energy once consumed by holding grudges and harboring the resentment and nursing the unhealed wounds. It is rediscovering the strengths that we have and now can reallocate it and give us an unlimited capacity to understand and accept that we have a bright future ahead of us. The way that we choose to overcome our pain and hurt is what defines our character. A different thought completely. Forgiveness is not forgetfulness. One of your people who wrote it on Facebook said that. That is so true. But it involves accepting the promise that the future can be more than dwelling on the memories of our past injury. There is no future in the past.
That's true. On my first show, Dr. Rachel Yehuda came on and said that, you know, you only have eyes in the front of your head, and there's a reason for that.
That's right.
And that's what you're saying.
You can never live in the present and create a new and exciting future for yourself if you always stay stuck in the past. That is just a reality. And take that statement did not have the word forgiveness in it.
No, no, it didn't.
It's just the thought. You can never live in the present and create a new and exciting future if you always stay stuck in the past.
Leo, in your own life, I'm sure you've had things that were difficult to forgive.
Yes.
What helped you make a peace with the need to do that?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, and it's been said here earlier that somebody else said there are different, Kathy, the call-in said, there are different degrees of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
There are different degrees of forgiveness that we need to give. And I can say that I am just like many of the people who wrote in. I felt that it was my right to give forgiveness, but I found more comfort in not giving it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, I'm going to make them punish. I'm going to be punishing them for a long time.
Exactly, because sometimes that's the only recourse we have.
It is, or we think it is.
Exactly.
And to tell you the truth, I did not shift gears until, I'll say, about 2 or 3 weeks after September 11th, 2001,
mm-hmm.
when our country was attacked by airplanes flying into the World Trade Center. And I was on Ground Zero with a doctor that was helping the people working on the pile, recovering bodies, people working around the building who had seen the attack, who had seen people jumping and the trauma associated with that. And when we were there, he was teaching them about forgiveness, and he was teaching it in the context of we have to convey this forgiveness. And the only way it was able to be done, he was instructing people on how to write out their emotional feeling, every word, every sentence that they wanted to say to those people who offended our country. Write it. You're never going to get to say it, but write it. Like you're writing a letter
mm-hmm,
to them.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it to them, both barrels. Unload everything on that piece of paper. Put it in an envelope, lick it, seal it, put a stamp on it, go outside and burn it. And you have an emotional release because you allowed yourself to release it.
Exactly. And that works for...
That changed my life.
I can understand that because I think part of the problem is we have nowhere to go with our anger, and it's
mm-hmm.
very hard to forgive if you're still furious.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're offering is a process...
To become unfurious.
...of releasing that.
Don't be furious forever.
Exactly.
Because that fury is not going to be taken out on the perpetrator. That person is not around.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a relationship to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking it out on your husband, your wife, your kids... You're taking
yourself.
On yourself.
Yeah.
You're just beating yourself up forever, and then you get stuck in that past instead of going forward into your future.
And what they did to you continues.
It does not end.
Leo, we only have a little bit of time left. If people want to learn more about you and what you do with your social entrepreneurial activities, and you can also find him on Facebook on the Circle of Trust fan page, which I have liked. So you can find both of us there.
Yes.
But, Leo, where else can they find you?
They can find me on leoabdella.com, just leoabdella.com. That's website of some of the work I've been working on for the past decade. The Global Priority Project is another project I'm heavily involved with. Those are the principles that we talk about on the Circle of Trust, and that's globalpriority.org. You can track me down that way.
Leo, thank you
so much.
I'm
pretty accessible.
Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I think you're going to have to come back because there's more to do here. So you will.
It's a great topic. I will be happy to come back because I believe that this principle is a principle necessary for recovery of anything. And PTSD is just, it is essential to make people whole. We've got to get our hearts right, our heads right. You're doing such a good job with bringing this awareness out. We need to keep coming with tools for people. And I there are more tools I want to talk about, so I'll be happy to come back. Thank
All right,
you very
we'll
much.
We'll have to make a decision when. For more information about Changing Direction Radio and to listen to our free archives and podcasts, visit changeyouchoose.com.